business news from Brian Finn.
Mary, thank you. Ryanair has reported profit after tax of 1.92 billion euro. That was up over a third from a profit in the previous year of just over 1.3 billion euro. Neil Sorahan is Chief Financial Officer of Ryanair. That profit growth is impressive, Neil, but the forecast range was reduced slightly earlier this year. Was that to do with fares, oil prices, Boeing delays, or all of the above?
All of the above. We did have to pull back traffic from our original target, but delighted with the record profits we're reporting this morning, the 1.92 billion. As you said, we delivered just under 184 million passengers, which was marginally below the 185 million passenger target that we had for ourselves. And we did have to absorb an additional 1.25 billion onto our fuel bill, but thankfully we saw an increase in fares and ancillary revenue to offset that, and very pleased with the result this morning.
At Q3 results time, you spoke of being 7 Boeing deliveries short by July. Has that increased to 23 now? Is that correct?
Yeah, we now look like we'll be somewhere between 20 and 23 short of what we'd originally hoped. We had widened that guidance in the February time frame, but we have, in fairness, seen improvements in Boeing recently. The new management team in Seattle, led by Stephanie Pope, are doing a good job. Quality has improved, and indeed dependability of deliveries has improved. But we would love to see that accelerate. We're very keen to get the balance of our game changers in this side of summer 2025, grow the traffic.
Are you confident in Boeing's engineering in light of several investigations that are ongoing? Now, I know you don't fly the MAX 9, which had that specific issue for Alaska Airlines, but are you overall confident in Boeing?
Yeah, very much so. I mean, we've been flying the 737s for many years. We've got all of our engineers on the ground in Seattle and indeed in Wichita, where Spirit manufacture the fuselages. So we go through the aircraft with a fine-tooth comb before we take delivery. There are some, like a new car, some snags from time to time, nothing material. And in fairness, we catch most of that before it leaves the factory. But we have seen a marked improvement since Stephanie Pope took over. And you know, we hope now that they can start to accelerate the delivery process soon.
You had those issues with the third party platforms that sell your tickets. You explained before that these sites, they levy extra charges, and it creates a bit of a disconnect between Ryanair and the customer, so you don't like them. So other than the Booking.com case, is that case issue largely dealt with now, or will you continue to take a hit from that?
Well, that case is ongoing, so I don't have an awful lot to say about it. But we've made great strides with the OTAs, the online travel agents, over the past number of months. The vast majority of the large OTAs have signed now approved distribution agreements with Ryanair, which means that the customer now has full transparency on the fare that they're being charged. They're no longer being scammed. But importantly for Ryanair, we're now getting access to the customer's contact details and payment details, so that, you know, in the rare occasions that something goes wrong, a cancellation or a schedule change, we're now able to contact the customer directly and effectively reduce the impact of any changes on them.
Now, Ryanair bought 40 houses to accommodate staff. When we spoke to you last, they were being kitted out. So are they now occupied? How many staff are living there? And do you have plans to acquire more housing?
No, we've no plans to buy any more housing. We're filling out the houses that we have. We've a number of staff living in them at this point in time, some more to still go in. But I think it's been a great development for our people. They're now within one bus stop from where they work, which has made life a lot easier for them, and that they've access to affordable housing.
Can I just ask you about Dublin Airport? What's the plan now, given that it will probably be another year to 18 months before the DAA is given permission to grow capacity to over the current 32 million?
Yeah, this is a huge challenge to the aviation strategy for Ireland. It's going to have a massive impact on tourism and growth at a time when capacity is constrained in Europe, and we've airports crying out for capacity. Dublin is going to miss out. I think it's really going to come home to bite for people in the winter period, particularly when the cap kicks in. Midterms and Christmas are going to be an awful lot more expensive, needlessly, because the government won't step in and sort out this issue around the cap, something that's within their gift to do.
Neil Sorahan, Chief Financial Officer with Ryanair, thank you very much.